5, 4, 3.
It's episode 269, and we've got plugins for protecting your logins, Gravity Forms styling, PDFs in Gravity Forms, question and answers, and integration into FreshBooks. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to a fine, fun, filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the cooling off shores of British Columbia. I'm John Overall.
And from the shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, it's been blisteringly hot here. Fortunately, it's starting to cool off after our, 30-degree heat wave, which translates to about 90, 100, somewhere in that range down there. I don't remember. Anyway, it's been hot here. Starting to cool off quite nicely down here, though, or up here, though.
I wouldn't know. I haven't left my house in 2 weeks, so I don't know.
Anyway, we've got the usual great show for you here today. So right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you're listening to us in iTunes, stopping at the iTunes store and leaving us a review.
Yeah, those reviews really do make a difference. And in the U.S. store, I think we're number 2. And we sure would love to take that number 1 spot. We're the most consistent and, probably valuable podcast out there in terms of WordPress plugins. So we would appreciate anything that you can do. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, don't forget we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix it when it's broke. So if your website has been broke, hacked, scammed, cracked, anything gone wrong with it, or if you're recently doing updates and you've broken it, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And remember, John, I do have now the launched version of the Membership Coach program over at membershipcoach.com. Anybody who is interested, I am going to give you a promo code here, and that code is WPAZ. And that's going to get you 33% off your enrollment.
Ding.
And that's pretty big. So take advantage of that. Listener promo code WPAZ over at membershipcoach.com.
That sounds like a great deal. You should check it out, folks. That's a really great website. Okay, and of course, usually this is where we thank our donors. All we've got this week is to thank all the donors who came in under $50. For those of you who've done that, we greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to be announced here, come in over $50 or more, and we'll announce out whatever message you want to send, plus links to your website or even off to a client's website, as Jez has done many times for us.
Absolutely. We do appreciate that. And we do have that Patreon link in the show notes that is now active, so please take advantage of that if you do enjoy the show. While we do produce it for free, it is not free to produce. So we do appreciate any contributions at all.
Yes, so for those of you who have been waiting patiently for the Patreon account, it is now live. The link is in the show notes. It's patreon.com/WPPluginsA2Z, and you can go check it out in the show notes or on the website. There's a great big button there that says Patreon. Click on that.
Yes. So what do we got for news this week, John?
This week, we've got WordPress 4.6 drop. Have you been updating your website yet?
A couple of them.
How'd it go?
Not bad. A couple of them. I was informed that they were updated by my host.
Oh, and nice.
That's always nice.
That. let's update it and hope nothing broke.
Right. So far, so good. I do like the fact that when you install something now, in terms of when you're searching the repository, it's just a...
It's Ajax.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, it's a lot simpler to install stuff, and it's still on the same screen and everything. So that's nice. No big changes to the media player that I wanted. No real groundbreaking stuff. Yeah. And I just talked about this with Jeff Chandler last week on WordPress Weekly. We haven't had a showstopper release lately, and I think we're due. We're just getting these incremental changes.
Well, slowly. Maybe in the next one.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But I was a little disappointed as to all the features that are in 4.6. I don't even know, you know, really what that does for me in terms of functionality and things, other than just saving me a couple seconds when installing plugins. But as I dig more into it this week with new client sites and things, I'm sure that we'll find some more nice features that maybe I didn't know about.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a few. About the only ones I've noticed so far has been the plugin installation area. And I started typing, I realized, oh, wow, it's Ajax now. Cool. Mm-hmm. I don't have to try and remember how to spell it. Just start typing letters and things appear.
That was kind of nice. I don't know if that's the big shiny ball that we're going to get out of this release.
I think that's the big shiny ball out of this release so far.
Yeah.
I've started doing updates, and so far I've had no problems. I've only had one site break, but it wasn't due to it was partly WordPress. What happened was it the auto install didn't complete correctly, so mm-hmm. it corrupted some admin files for the core files. So I had to FTP up the files manually, and it solved the problem. So didn't break anything so far, so good. Hoping that it continues along that path.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got one other piece of news this week. And that is a WordPress plugin that was turned into a spam machine.
Mm.
And the plugin is called, where's the title to the bloody thing again? Oh, great. Yeah, I can't see the title in my text. Anyway, there's a link to the show notes on it, and what happened was it's a fairly popular plugin, and somebody hijacked it. They inserted spam into it, and it started spamming out payday loan websites. Mm. And the authors are notified. They cured it within 3 hours, but in case you haven't updated or you have run into any problems with it, check out the link in the show notes for the article, and you want to be aware of it. Pay attention to your plugins. Sometimes the free ones get hijacked, and sometimes the free ones get used by improper authors. So make sure you be aware of your plugins that are in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big nefarious things can happen if you don't pay attention.
Absolutely. Okay, and this week we do have a little bit of listener feedback. We have a couple of comments from Jez. He's got a comment on our rating system, so we'll let Jez take it away.
Hey, John, it's Jez. I've been thinking about how you kind of have a whole point in the Dragon rating for, let's call it the freemium sort of aspect of a plugin. So, you know, there's a free part, but then there's a paid upgrade, and I know it's probably too late to change the rating system now, but I guess in the times of like a plugin being a very simple code base where, you know, it just had a very small functionality, I kind of get that like a person could donate their time to maintain that plugin. But I do feel like as the complexity of a plugin becomes a lot more detailed, then you need to have some sort of revenue source for the authors to make it worth their time to do it. And I guess you see this in the growth of the WordPress ecosystem, which is there are lots of paid plugins and some variations on that, like paid extensions or, you know, a premium or pro kind of upgrade from a free version. And I don't necessarily know that that's like a bad thing, and I think you probably, you know, maybe you can disagree or agree with that, but I think it is a necessary fact of the ever-increasing complexity of a plugin, and that you need to have some kind of revenue source behind that to make it possible to keep a good standard of support and of...
Hey there, Jez. Well, thanks a lot. Sorry about cutting you off, but SpeakPipe, unfortunately, has a limit of 90 seconds with the current account we have. So what do you think about that, Marcus, and the rating system for dropping off the point for the non-premium plugins?
I'm not really going to debate that. That's something that we do.
Yeah.
And that's just the way we feel. If there's a great plugin that's totally free, it you know, it's going to get the fireworks. It's going to get all the stuff. I'm not saying that having a paid version is a bad thing.
No. But if you're reviewing the paid version and it's worthy of a 5, you're going to give it a 5, though, right?
I've done it many times.
Yeah. So it's only when reviewing the free version, if it has a paid version, that it loses a point.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's the only qualifier in terms of that. So I don't play into the politics of revenue for the plugin developers or things like that. That's on them. Yeah. I'm just a critic. That's all I do.
That's all we do. We're just a critic. We have a couple of rules that have gotten established over the last 5 years of doing this. So
right.
That's
right.
One of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, Jez. We got one more comment from Jez, and this is a comment about the email plugin and email sending that we had talked about last week. So take it away again, Jez.
Hey, John. Marcus, it's Jez. I was thinking about what you were saying about the email deliverability of the email user plugin. So I've been using the Mailgun plugin for a few years now, which means it bypasses the normal PHP mailer queue. I found just years ago that was a pretty unreliable and untrackable way of sending mail. And so, yeah, there's a small fee. Like, you know, you're talking a dollar, 1,000 emails or something, but it lets you have full delivery tracking for all of the emails that go out from like inquiry forms and things like that. And I find it immensely useful when people claim they haven't received emails from forms and stuff. So yeah, if you are using like an email kind of plugin on WordPress, you definitely need to look at using an email gateway like Mailgun.
All right. Well, thanks, Jez. That's definitely a way to go. I know that there's many, many options there for bypassing the PHP or even your local mail service on your server to go out through another service. So, and those are definitely a good way to handle it.
Yes. And, you know, I've had this thing lately, and I don't know if this is hacking or what, but a client who has 50,000 members in their membership site, WordPress is now emailing everybody that their password has changed, even though it hasn't changed.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And this, so I get people emailing back that are clients of the client, and they email me because I'm the admin and it's got my email, and they're all freaking out going, what happened? I never even logged into the system. How did I get hacked? Or, you know, crazy stuff. So, I would love to see some more throttling in terms of what gets sent
through
WordPress. And that management is just not built into the system yet, and it needs to be. So I'm going to check out Mailgun. That sounds intriguing.
It does. It does sound like one to check into.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that pretty much covers up. I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right, let's do it.
Off we go. Okay, the first plugin I've got this week is called Gravity PDF. Now, this is a great plugin. Recently, I had need to do some customizations to my Gravity forms for a client and have that Gravity form, when it was emailed out, turned into something they could print on one page and read. Now, of course, Gravity Forms has an okay layout, and when it sends out an email, it prints all the fields in a column. So you can end up with one or two or three pages of email, depending on how many items you have, how many fields you have, and that was the problem we were having here. So what I did was I went searching for a solution to this, and I knew, well, if I could PDF it, maybe I can squeeze everything down into the PDF onto one page. Well, Gravity PDF does just that. It takes advantage of the custom CSS in Gravity Forms for creating columns. You can take your Gravity Form fields and columnize them, put them in two or three columns wide, and display it on the page. Well, that's great for your website, but even after it emails it out, it still stacks them. So what we needed it to do was end up just like it looks on the page of the website with the columns side by side. So that's what Gravity PDF does, is it takes advantage of that CSS by putting it into a template and then printing that PDF exactly in those column widths you want. It's very nice. It's a very useful plugin. I found it to be great. The templates in there, if you're code inclined, you can go through the templates they have and rebuild the templates so that you can customize them. You can add in a custom header for the PDF so you can have a custom graphic printed on it. So you could use this to create any number of things, such as invoices or other things that are sent out via Gravity Forms if you send such things out. So anyway, great plugin. I had to give this one a great top 5 Dragon rating. So off we go.
Good deal. Sounds good. And so that one's a free plugin?
That's
from
a free plugin, man. Didn't cost me a dime for that one.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, the only thing that add-ons that you can go buy their services to have them create custom templates for you.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, the first plugin I want to talk about today is called Login Watchdog. And this is something that I sometimes have WordFence to do this on sites, but this one is actually very, very different. What it does is it monitors failed login attempts. And you can set in your settings how many login attempts you want to give somebody, like, you know, 3 or whatever. And then what it does is if you go past that, it just basically blocks the entire IP for all future login attempts. So if you want to just cut it off completely, it's an automated solution that allows you to monitor failed login attempts and then block that IP completely. Be careful with it if you're doing this on client stuff. I would mostly use this for sites where it's just you as the administrator.
Yep.
And keep it that way because, you know, you're not going to try and log in 5 times with a bad password.
No,
at least I hope.
You're going to go fix it if you're going to miss it a couple attempts.
Right. So it's a very good, small, little, lazy plugin. Login Watchdog gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That sounds like a very useful one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next plugin I have here is called Gravity Form Styler. Now, I got this one. It's a premium plugin. It's $34, and it's available at Code Canyon. Now, I got this one while working on the same set of forms I was working on, hoping to be able to do some customizations on their page without writing a whole lot of CSS. Now, unfortunately, this plugin was a bit of a disappointment. It reminded me that I should read the comments, especially on Code Canyon, before buying a plugin. Because after I had some issues with it and I went and read the comments, I went, yeah, okay. Well, they should have a demo video showing how the plugin works. And the demo video must be of a earlier version of the plugin because the version that you get now doesn't even match the demo video entirely. It's missing several of the really cool key features that it showed. It claims that it's going to be able to format and adjust all of your fields on your Gravity Form. Well, it does, sort of. What it does is it will adjust the fields in mass. It'll adjust all the text fields or it'll adjust all the input fields, but it won't do individual fields. From the way I was reading it, I felt I was led to believe that I could adjust individual fields with this plugin. Doesn't work that way. You have to go in and customize your individual fields with CSS. It turns out it does do a lot of basic styling, and it works fairly well. The easy sliders that they show in the video are missing from the current version of the plugin, so you have to actually type in your numbers. You can't do the backgrounds of all the elements, and I was trying to individualize the backgrounds of separate elements, and there was a couple of the elements that it wouldn't do the backgrounds on. So all in all, it's an okay plugin at $34. I thought it was a bit overpriced for what they'd promised, but it's still probably an okay plugin, so be wary of it. It might have been worth $15 or $20 to me. So anyway, Gravity Form Styler, I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
That's a disappointment.
It was. I was rather disappointed in it after I got into it, and I was like, oh, okay, it's not nearly as what it looks like in the video they demoed it in.
That's too bad. A lot of you out there may use Freshdesk for customer support, and I think I mislabeled this plugin at the beginning in the intro and said FreshBooks, which is an accounting system. This is not this. Freshdesk is a support ticket system, and you can actually get a free account, and you don't have to ever pay. This plugin is called WP Freshdesk, and what it does is it connects your WordPress site with your Freshdesk account. And the nice thing about it is it gives you stats in terms of tickets in the dashboard. But the nice thing is it provides a single sign-on that's configured between WordPress and Freshdesk. So once you're logged into your WordPress site and you click on a ticket, it just goes right into that ticket on Freshdesk, and you don't have to do a separate login. So it's completely seamless between the two. I love it, and I've used Freshdesk for a while. I rate this plugin a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Now I got a question here. I think I've heard Freshdesk occasionally. Could you use the same Freshdesk account over multiple WordPress websites with this?
I don't see why not.
So you could have your, say you're the admin of 5 websites and people send you info, you could set up your Freshdesk, they contact you from those separate websites and all goes into one account and maybe sorts them.
Yeah, because it's just a, like any other CRM system like Zendesk or anything else, it's kind of just a form and a click through. The thing that you'd have to be considerate of would be how you separate those between those 5 domains.
Yeah.
And that's the sorting issue that you'd have to do. Okay. I think it would work, but you'd just have to play around with it.
Yeah, well, it could be quite useful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the final one I have here today is called Q&A, WordPress Questions and Answers Plugin, and it's a premium plugin from WPMU Dev. And this is a pretty nice plugin. I'd forgotten I'd even used it once upon a time until I was updating one of my older websites. And now it's available on WP Plugins A to Z. And what it does is it creates a Q&A section on your website that is user-driven, much like the Q&As on Quorum or whatever. People can ask their questions. They get listed up. People can vote the answers for the questions up and down, whether or not they're appropriate or useful. It's very, very decent plugin, fairly easy to set up. It does take a little bit of tweaking to get it to work correctly. Once it's set in there, it's a great way for your visitors to come in, ask questions, and for you to provide answers. Or if you got lots of visitors, they can provide answers for the people asking the questions. Great way to create interactivity on your website. So now that it's live and up on WP Plugins A to Z, maybe a few people will take advantage of it. Anyway, I give this a 4 Dragon rating on Q&A, WordPress Questions and Answers plugin.
Cool. All right, the final plugin for the show here today is called PostLock. This is really nice. John, how many times have you accidentally hit the update or publish button when creating a post?
Once or twice.
Well, this is pretty neat because what it does is it puts a little padlock symbol next to the update slash publish button, depending on what phase you're in the editing. And you cannot hit publish or update until you click this little padlock, and then what happens is a little modal pops up and says, here's the password. It's XZ4281. Enter it in the box below. And then you enter XZ4281 or whatever the password happens to be that it randomly generates. It then unlocks that little padlock, and then you can hit publish or hit update.
Nice.
So it prevents you from accidentally doing that. And it works very, very well. I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's kind of a cool plugin. That's very useful if you have, such as I do on several sites, where once you publish something, it automatically sends it out to social media. This is a great way to prevent sending it out before you're ready.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Perfect. So I covered up in this episode Gravity PDF, which I gave a 5 to, Gravity Form Styler, which I gave a 3 to, and Q&A, WordPress Questions and Answers plugin, which I gave a 4 to.
And I reviewed Login Watchdog, gave that a 4 out of 5. WP Freshdesk, perfect 5 out of 5. And PostLock, gave that one a 4 out of 5.
All right, and a little bit of promotions here. I'm promoting up Heritage Acres website, which is a really great website that is a fantastic place where you can go check out the historical artifacts of the 1800s to the mid-1900s. They have numerous steam engines, old artifacts for, trying to get them all in here, a forge. You can get in there and become a blacksmith. It's just a fantastic site. It's a great website. I recently launched it, and they preserve the history for everyone. So check it out at heritageacres.com. heritageacresbc.ca.
Nice. I wonder if I'd be, if we lived in those times, would I be like a blacksmith reviewer? Like, hey, these horseshoes. I love some horseshoes today.
There weren't a lot of jobs for critics back then.
No, absolutely not. So remember, everybody, the Membership Coach Program is your go-to resource for all the training, advice, and support you need to develop and grow a profitable membership site. If you're interested, I've got a limited time promo code, and I'm only going to keep this open for just a couple weeks. If you sign up for the monthly plan and use promo code WPAZ, it takes it from $97 down to $67 a month. So you save $30 a month, and that's, by my calculations, $365 for the year. Oh, so yeah. Not a bad deal. And we've got a lot of cool things going on. I am just adding and adding and adding new things all of the time. We've got 12 different courses. We've got right now a lot of cool things that I've put together called Fast Fixes, and a lot of live training and mastermind calls as well. So nice. A lot going on there. Check it out, membershipcoach.com.
Okay, and the usual reminders, please take a few minutes and stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or stop in on their website and leave us a review or comment.
Absolutely. We do appreciate those comments. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find my website at membershipcoach.com, on Twitter at Marcus Couch, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!